The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf, Vroom Vroom McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary, Griffin McElroy. I wasn't just doing like a cool librarian thing with my glasses. They were covered in boy smudges. They were covered.
I don't think anybody thought
hey,
you
they
were covered
in boy smudges again.
They were covered in lad grease. Because their hands are just always touching the glasses. And
they're always greasy.
And they are always greasy.
Yeah, Dot has the amazing ability to get stuff under her fingernails a millisecond after washing her hands.
It's really crazy how, like, I'll wash the boy hands, and then the boy will play with model magic or some shit. Kinetic sand. And then they'll be right under there. They'll say, shit, wash the hands again. There's sand under it again. You didn't even touch the goddamn sand, guys.
Thought about it.
I tell you what is huge for this is food coloring.
Yes.
They don't tell you that's kid coloring, too.
It
that's
is
on there for good.
Fingers. For
that you have dyed your child.
Yes. Well, Travis, you had a pressing question.
Yes.
I'd love to talk about dirty kid hands more, but you did have
of course.
That damn juice, that was the coolest shit I've ever seen, man. Hold on, let me try
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, dude. Here.
No one did. I didn't get one for me. Oh, I'm
sorry,
on the
man.
Other side.
Can Charlie didn't bring you one.
Charlie, what the heck, dude?
Sorry. Bye, dude.
Bye, dude.
Thanks for the podcast juice.
So here's my question.
My kids never bring me Dunkin' or anything.
My kids bring me germs and stuff under their fingernails.
Okay. Can I
so
close the door, Charlie. I'm making a podcast. Come on, babe.
This is when he works, Chuck.
This is when I do my job.
Okay, Travis, your question.
This is after watching like a lot of like stories about weird things happening to people, you know, and I like hearing those stories. And here's my question for you boys.
Yeah.
In this hypothetical situation, I returned from a camping trip in the Pacific Northwest. Why was I camping? It's not important. And I tell you that while I was camping, I saw Bigfoot.
Would I believe you?
Hear me out. He was 10-15 feet away from me, right? So, like, I didn't have my phone on me, but I saw him, and I am clearly 100% sincere and confident.
Not a bit.
Not a bit. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating for the story. To what percentage do you now believe in Bigfoot?
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And it's going to hurt your feelings.
Fair enough.
And I don't want to do that on the podcast. I believe
Can I just say, Griff, if I may?
Yeah.
Griffin, this is a safe space. I promise you're not going to hurt Travis's feelings with what you say.
I'm saying
that nothing you say is going to hurt Travis's feelings.
Wow.
This is a safe place.
This is a safe space. This is a safe space to hurt Travis's feelings.
No, I don't. I asked the question.
I'm strong enough to hear this, Griffin. I'm strong enough to hear this, whatever it is.
Okay, so if my let me tell you a story to answer your question. Okay. If my friend Reggie comes to me and they said, you're never going to believe this, but they now serve buffalo wings at Taco Bell. And I say, that's fun, Reggie, but show me your inner thigh. And he rolls up his pant leg and there's a tattoo of buffalo wings there. I'm going to say, well, buffalo wing Reggie or whatever your name was, I already forgot. I am less inclined to believe you because clearly you are interested in the subject matter that you are weaving this sort of tale about. Now, so Travis, if you went to the Pacific Northwest, came back, said, I believe in Bigfoot, and I know you're telling the truth, your truth.
Yes, thank you.
But then I remember, what do you do have tattooed on your ribs?
Oh, I have Loch Ness Monster tattooed on my ribs, okay. Not Bigfoot.
No, I know that, but you can understand.
And listen, all of this isn't going to hurt my feelings. This is why I said it as a percentage, not yes or no, because I'm not asking. Someone comes to you. I'm asking. I come to you.
-1.
1% you believe in Bigfoot.
-1 because the fact that you are doing it and so serious about it, it has, in my mind, assured me that it's a bit.
Yeah.
So it's now 100% a bit. You understand? It's like 100% a bit, so that makes me believe even less, because if someone was going to find him, it would be you. But if you come to me and say you found Bigfoot, that is my last little glimpse of hope going out, because it is a bit.
First of all, we went on one hike once for a video, and Travis said, that sucks shit, I'm never doing it again. So
the hypothetical, it doesn't matter why I do it, you can't
Travis,
take that
it doesn't,
part.
You can't let us not weigh in. Evidence-based. I want this to be an evidence-based sort of process.
Fair enough.
You don't like being outside. I don't think you would be first on my list of likely Bigfoot locators.
Fair enough.
I would assume it's a build-up to a 50th birthday party for me. That would be where my... Not as long as I like, but still a pretty long grift getting to 50.
Damn, dude, if you want to go... traipsing about a caldera or something up in Oregon for your 50th birthday, I'm absolutely there, dude. You know that
listen,
for you, dude.
If that is me at 50, do not let me make it to 51, please. just shove me into a big ravine or something as I'm getting my jollies looking at nature like some pervert.
I still am going to need a percentage from Griffin.
Yeah. My instinct is 0%. However... if you put an apple in a box for eternity, it will turn into anything. You guys know I'm all about that shit. Do I think there's a chance that in this big, beautiful planet Earth, covered in verdant nature and exciting diversity, biology, so many... is there maybe a big, big, hairy man who lives in the woods and walks around and he has super big feet? Maybe. There could be aliens out there. We don't know, because it's infinity, which means that logically there's something out there. That's what Mulder said.
This is making me feel a lot better, because my wife, who loves me and has we've committed ourselves to each other and she's chosen to spend her life with me, said 35%. And I thought that was awful low. But
that's
now
super
you guys,
high. That's super
yeah. Now I'm
high.
Realizing
so high 35%.
That's a 35% chance you're going to make me believe in magic. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a 35%.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's a reorganization of, do you understand? If you open the door to Bigfoot, that's the whole enchilada.
A gateway drug.
That's a gateway.
I guess it's just that I'm willing to believe.
Yeah.
I know, Travis. That's why you got a -1.
Fair enough, Justin. I appreciate that.
What I said just now about aliens maybe existing because space is infinite, even that to me feels like cracking the door a little bit and be like, are you in here, magic? Anything special and wondrous and inexplicable happening in here? And it feels risky to me.
This led me to then posit that there is one person in everybody's life that is the highest on the ranking of person who said they saw Bigfoot, I believe the most.
Oh, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, if Judge
100%,
Dredd.
Dude. That's easy. You're 1%. Pete Buttigieg comes out. He's got 100% confidence rating from me, Justin McElroy. If he comes out and he's like, y'all, I know.
It's so out of his, like, his political career is
I get
over
it.
At that point.
I know it's going to be rough going for me. President Pete is maybe a pipe dream, but I am going to tell you with 100% certainty Bigfoot's real. You've got one true believer in 90 West Virginia, because I'm like, well, Pete said, there's Bigfoot.
Here's your October surprise. Bigfoot's real. I saw
Bigfoot's
him.
Real.
And
I have his endorsement.
I'm dropping out of the race. Of course, naturally. I don't want to make a joke out of this whole process. I did see Bigfoot. I'm Pete Buttigieg. I approve this message, but I'm not running for anything.
I know I can't be president anymore, but honestly, that has started to mean less to me.
Yeah. My eyes I've got really a lot to open. Figure out.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking less about infrastructure than I used to, which is weird for me, Pete Buttigieg. I'm just really focused on Bigfoot.
Because, like, my considerations of infrastructure have been made more difficult by my now gentle belief in magic and magical things.
Sure. So, yeah. Like, I got a lot. Yeah.
Must we shift the roads around the rivers? I don't know. I must consort with nature to find out the answers.
My number one is Griffin McElroy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Guys, trust. If I ever came back from the woods, I was like, hey, I saw Bigfoot. Please, you have to believe that. I would not make up shit.
This
like
is
that
my thing. I think of all the people I know in the world, it's not necessarily that Griffin's the most believable. No offense, Griffin. But rather that if there was a human being who was going to rationalize away, do everything he could to convince himself he did not see Bigfoot, it would be Griffin McElroy. And this is actually now I'm seeing completely 100% correct.
Yeah, no,
as
for
you're
sure,
sitting
for sure.
there going, even talking about the possibility of aliens feels like magic to you.
Yeah, alien magic.
I stand firm in this belief that if Griffin's like, yeah, guys, I've thought about it, I've looked at it from every direction, there's no way I can't convince myself I didn't see Bigfoot.
Yeah,
I will say if it's me, where are you guys at?
If you come back saying, I saw Bigfoot, you're my oldest brother, and so there is a slight percentage of, is it a prank? Am I being, because you told me lots of stuff.
And you're also something of a yarn spinner, Justin.
You do spin yarns.
Okay. You talk about seeing a bear.
A deceitful, nasty liar is what Travis is saying.
No. I'm saying when Justin talked about a bear in his vicinity.
That's true.
It's not important if the bear is real or not. We know bears are real. So he's able to add some spice to it.
Are you saying Justin wasn't accosted by a bear in his front
yard? No, I'm saying he was.
No, it's just a beautiful story. I think that if I come to you guys and I'm like, I saw Bigfoot, Bigfoot's real, you should know that it is true, but it may just be true for me. I've maybe had some sort of a perspective shift.
Sure.
You understand? Like the way I'm kind of seeing the big picture.
I'm more of a metaphorical
Bigfoot. And I have become,
Bigfoot?
I will say, maybe something of an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, 15%.
In this context. Yeah.
15% for me.
Respectable.
I'm around 15-20. That's actually about where Travis is too. I don't know what that means for y'all. I think Bigfoot.
And basically what that equates to is I'm with some friends, they bring up Bigfoot, and I go, you know, my older brother saw Bigfoot, and they kind of laugh, and
that's
I go, I know. I know.
0%. You can't say my older brother. If you say my younger brother saw Bigfoot, and you believe him, it's got to be true. There's a lot of dynamics, a lot of sibling dynamics.
This is what
here.
I'm saying.
How many people would need, and in what span of time,
would
need to, in casual conversation, say that they had recently seen Bigfoot before you would start to think there's something going on?
Separate occurrences?
Yeah, like you're in an... You're like at separate parties and you're like hearing people talk, right? And then like you hear in various conversations, completely separate people say they have had a sighting. Three. It's the
three.
Rule of threes for Travis.
Three for me. Because now we've got a triangle, right? Now I've got quantifiable data.
Yeah.
Right? Where I can be like, okay, in the span of a month, three different people told me they saw Bigfoot.
I would need a control group. I would need it to be first two people telling me this, and then a third person walking by that they don't know say, are you guys talking about Bigfoot? Because I also, all of a sudden, I do have outside sources. If it's too many, though, I'm thinking flash mob. Yeah, it's like five. I'm like, okay.
Flash mob is five.
Yeah.
You know, this highlights like a life goal that I have, and I actually wrote this on my I have a reminders list, my life goals. There's only four right now.
You have a bucket list in your reminders app.
Yeah. Number one is find better ways of storing life goals. So
that's good.
But in the, thanks. But in there, it's, I want to plot several different points on a map and then connect those points and then have the place where those points overlap be something important.
Significant.
I just want one time to unroll a big map.
Don't you see?
draw the lines.
Wait.
Yeah. And then maybe when I draw the first two, I'm like, okay, I knew they would intersect somewhere. Please, for the love of God, let this third line be something.
Yes.
I just want that experience this once in dream. My life.
Yeah.
And then I point to it, and it's like, this is the place that I told you about in the dream.
Yeah.
Or something.
Is it too much to call them ley lines? Is it too much to triangulate the ley lines, or does that make it too much of a joke for you?
If it's like Oak Island or some sort, any ley lines, that does get the idea across. But I don't want it to be in a puzzle experience I've paid hundreds of dollars
for. This would have to
be
you've been brought in as like a consulting detective. And you're like, wait, they've hit here and here and here. And if we, don't you see, so their headquarters must be here in the middle where they connect.
Right.
This
is the entrance. And then you go there and it is a manhole. You know, like.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I want it to be
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They've done it again.
I think it would be hard to do this organically. However, I do think there's nothing stopping literally anyone from triangulating three points of interest on a map, going to the middle of where those things are, and then making something cool there for the next person to find.
Or that for you to commit the crimes yourself and then triangulate your own house.
I guess
this is actually, because there was a similar thing I brought up to Teresa, which is how many times would people in town have to report vampire activity? Like, you're in a town of like 5,000 people.
We've addressed
people,
this before. We have talked about Vampire Town. You know what I want on my life list? I'm going to scratch out everything else. Make a difference. Okay. Do something.
Life list is better than bucket list, everybody.
Yeah. Because these
are
the ones I do.
Life is for living.
Exactly.
Buckets are for the cows.
I would love to focus a beam of light through a staff. It's become such it's joined the public consciousness in a way, appearing in, you know, there's a lot of games and stuff where it happens, but it really all kind of comes from that one scene in Indiana Jones.
I don't know
that there was a ton of historical evidence of ancient pharaohs making staves with a small citrine in the headpiece. I don't think that there's a lot of, I don't think that's based on much of anything. So I don't know how organically I can harness, focus a beam of pure full moonlight through a citrine, but.
Mm-hmm. I think mine's pretty ambitious, because I think, I don't know that this is a thing, but I want to, on a stone pillar that's about waist height, arrange shapes, and then there's a click, and the stone pillar lowers into the ground,
and the floor opens up
into a staircase down.
That's cool.
A spiral staircase down. Oh God, I'd love that.
I think we all want to play Blue Prince again. I think
we just want to live in the Blue
Prince.
Richard Garriott did some of this shit in his castle that he built in Austin with his Ultima winnings when he was a pro esports Ultima player. Where he would have if you move this drink coaster to this exact spot on the credenza, it'll pop open the spiral staircase down to the wine cooler. And I'm like, that's cool. It's also kind of half of an idea. I do want to have to rebuild a skeleton that has been encrusted with jewels.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to place gemstones around the room in a certain elemental order. And I do want to focus a beam of pure moonlight through a citrine staff.
Yeah.
So, it's cool that, like, pull out the book to open the door. That's awesome. Objectively, that's cool. But make it magic.
I'd like to have to take more rubbings of things.
I would love to take a rub.
You already did yours, Chef.
I know, but I haven't had to rub a thing.
We should move on. Here he goes off, King. Goes off, King.
A little over a year ago, my flatmate drunkenly stole 3 traffic cones. They've been living in our closet ever since. Brothers, I need to rid these cones from my closet and my conscience. How do I return traffic cones? Important. The construction site they were stolen from is no longer there.
Awesome.
That's from embarrassed accomplice thief in Edinburgh.
The great news is this is pretty easy. Traffic cones are like flowers that humans make. If you think about it, if you look around and you see a traffic cone and it's not around some sort of accident or construction site, you just think a human left that there. So I think just dead of night, go outside. You don't even have to go that far from the door of your house and set those traffic cones outside. There's no one's going to accuse you of stealing them. They're traffic cones. They're now, everywhere.
But, hey, but why not have a little fun with it? Because you got three, right? That's the triangle right there. Maybe there's a neighbor's door. You're going to set them up in a triangle shape right outside their front door. Like, you know, maybe it steps right out on the street or a building. And you've set it up as if to say, watch out for this triangle, right?
Okay.
And then in the morning, people get to have a chance to like, but why? But why is that triangle there? Until eventually, now those cones do need to be removed. But for a second, everybody gets to go, what's happening in this triangle? Why is this triangle here?
That's and that kind of loops back into we could triangulate a secret artifact or relic or something with these.
What do the cones mean?
That wouldn't
be three cones.
Yeah.
What do they mean?
Maybe knock one of the cones over and then draw two sad faces on the other two cones. Like, oh, our friend.
Oh, that's right? Cool. Like, tell a story.
Now it's an art project.
I think it'd be funny to close your road. Just close your road. Get a cone, put it at one end.
Yeah.
Take the other two.
One cone.
Put it to the other end.
One cone's not going to stop me, my friend.
You only got three.
Again, if
I have four and a Holocaust cloak, that might be something. But I only have three cones to work with, so I'm doing my best.
If I am driving down the road and I see one cone, I'm going to think some human just left that there. That is not. That's one cone. They're not trying to block off the whole street with one cone. That's crazy. I got places
to
be.
You block off one intersection with three cones. So there's like one street where you're just like, ugh.
You're right. Hey, question asker, you need to steal more cones. You gotta steal cones to leave cones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's if I see three
three cones, I think there's a big pothole. I gotta go around that. I'm still going to go around three cones. If five, now we're talking. I'm not gonna fuck around with five.
Get more cones, knock one cone over, and then surround it with other cones as if to say, like, hey, we're working on getting this cone stood back up. And until then, you gotta stay away from this
one
cone.
Go around this cone.
That's cool.
If you started keeping the cones in your trunk, and then when you pull out of a parking space, just putting the cones there until you get home.
The worst.
I think this problem would resolve itself really quickly. Yeah. Like something would happen to the cones.
We didn't finish reading the question. I also want to become the most despised person in my neighborhood. It says here that they want to be absolutely, thoroughly, and completely despised. Could you hire two other people and you hold up the cones to your mouth? And like they're old timey megaphones, and you kind of do a little herald thing and say like, bah, 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 we didn't steal these. We found these.
You should just return them?
Yeah, well, but in my
version. They'll know, Griffin. They'll know, bud.
But in my version, there is like a fun medieval kind of announcement.
You need to get three large baskets. You're going to tuck a cone in each basket, put a blankie over it, put a little note that says, I can't take care of these anymore. I leave them in your care. Leave those like on the police station door, fire department door, or whatever. Now they've adopted the cones. They have to take care of it.
That's
cool. You're welcome.
Sometimes these questions, I read them and I am very confused by them. And then I have to take a moment to remember that not everybody lives so close to so many rivers as I do.
Yeah.
I really have my pick of rivers. If I have a problem like this, there's a river nearby that I'll probably drive by on my errands that will solve this problem for me. You know what I mean?
That will carry it eventually to the ocean.
Make it Kentucky's problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make it Ohio's problem. Make it North Carolina. I don't know where the rivers go.
Make it Trash Island's problem, Justin.
Trash Island's.
Is that right?
Let it join the Fatberg. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Sending it out to the ocean to kill the coral reefs.
It's like you don't have a river. Do you not have a river?
But hey.
Like, obviously, ocean doesn't work because it come back to you.
Right.
That's bad. Lake. That's a crime. That's illegal because that stuff just floats there in the lake and messes up the lake for everybody.
Yeah.
River,
yeah.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Cone away. Take that cone as far as you can until nobody knows.
No, hold on. No, finish the thought.
Actually, I think some people probably know.
Let me
where the trash that we throw in a river goes.
Where does river go? We'll just see downhill.
My favorite song. That's the song for Pocahontas, right?
Like, okay,
that's in
so
there.
So what's downhill? Around the riverbed?
Riverbed.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. We've never ever gone all the way down to see.
The problem is there's more river after that. We tried following it, man, and we went around the bend. And guess what, guys? Another fucking bend, and we gave up.
Check,
believe it or not.
Check this out. I'm reading what I just Googled. It says, "Well, most rivers eventually reach the sea, and if I stop reading right there, we have plausible deniability."
Yeah.
Also, there's worse things that you could throw into Trash Ocean Island than traffic cones because they make the out there and the fish see those and like, careful guys, whoa, trash island coming up.
No, we got to go around.
We've learned that these conical orange flowers that humans make, they mean don't fuck with this right now.
Yeah.
That was a or hard lesson.
Like funny, like Harold, you know, trumpet.
Sometimes they do funny Harold skits to say they've not done a crime.
I'm visiting my out-of-state partner, and their very kind grandparents have let me sleep in a guest room at their place during my stay. Been sleeping on an antique bed for a week now. Just took a seat, and multiple boards under the headrest have fully snapped apart from the frame. The bed is old enough that this room is where my partner's ancient grandpa grew up from childhood.
Didn't need to
brothers,
say
how do I break the... what?
Didn't need to say ancient. I...
Yeah.
You've already described the
most grandpas are pretty old.
You don't
ancient for a grandpa?
Cool 30-year-old grandpa.
This hip, sexy, Bradley Cooper-looking grandpa. How, brothers, how do I break the news that I've shattered a piece of history with my ass? And what do I do for sleeping for the next week? That's from Cracked Wood Criminal in Columbus.
One of those is more important to you than the other, and I yeah. can guess which.
You can't come up with a lie without enough rest. Yeah. You can't come up with a good way to blame it on somebody else until you've had a good night's sleep.
Is there a subconscious worry here with broken bed frame that you smashed it while making whoopee? And so you're embarrassed to say, like, hey, something's wrong with the bed frame, and they'll look and see you smash it, and they'll just assume it's from just the incredible inertia of your pelvis.
Yeah, going because to, going I to think the second you say, land. Yeah, I just sat on it and the board's broke, ancient grandpa's going to think, I've sat on
no
that
way.
Thing thousands of times.
But what if ancient grandpa looks over at you and winks, like, and he's like, he's cool with it, and that means you're in. You've gotten permission to become married.
I
now.
Think, I don't know, guys. I don't know about you, but if I've been on a long road trip and I finally get to where I'm staying and I'm going to be kicking my feet for the next few days, I don't just sit on the bed, guys. And yeah. I'm wondering, question asker, did you just sit on the bed or did you like do Whomp. The full, throw the arms up, toss your whole body back into the bed?
Yes.
And, I've made it.
Yes. Shatter. Leap into that
splinters.
Shit.
Like you leaped it. You left
like
it.
You left at the old end grandpa of the hasn't skiing, been able how to ski video where he's just like, foomp into the bed.
You foomped into it, smashed into it like a giant grapefruit in an Herbal Essences commercial, didn't
One
you?
One time I was staying.
Cannonball.
Staying at a friend's place, and this was, early days, actually, when I went and visited friends at the Cincy Shakes Company, and they had a company house, and there was an extra bed in there. And I laid down on it, and the bed frame was old and bad and, like, broke. And so the bed was at a tilt where the boards didn't no longer stayed up. And so it tilted from, like, right to left. They're not up and down, mind you, right to left. And by the time I laid down in the mattress, it was late in the evening, and I was like, well, this is my life, and I slept on it that way.
That's crazy. What a young man's body you have.
I know, right? Yeah.
My old body would remember the scars of that for the rest of my life, probably.
Question asker, you do have a Hail Mary here that is in the world of wood repair, but does not require any certain skills. This is something people don't want to tell you, but wood glue is stronger than wood. So if you
and
get
blood
a bottle
is
wood
than
glue,
water.
Why aren't we building boats out of wood glue then?
Yeah.
What?
Why aren't we built? A simple question. Why aren't we building boats out of the wood glue then instead of
why
the
are
wood?
You avoiding?
Why? So that if you just get the pieces and kind of smoosh them back how they look right, and then wood glue, and it will be fixed.
Yeah.
It will be fixed.
Well,
let
Take
it cure for a day.
From the grandpa's new bed.
The
ship
slats.
Of Theseus.
I'm saying it is going to stay fixed for exactly as long as you need it to.
Yeah.
For it not to be your fault.
Right.
The next time.
You are also, though, creating a kind of like secret buried treasure for someone else to find in the future. And that is the treasure, though, is like your shame at this, at what you have done here vis-a-vis repairs.
No. You're along a piece of heirloom furniture, Griffin, you got to understand, is a living document.
Right.
And the you first
sobby.
Had the hands that took the woods from the woods,
And then you have the hands that crafted it,
yeah,
right? And made it. And then other hands will repair it, will give it yes. new life.
Yeah. You're going to put so the wood glue on and carefully brush some gold dust into the wood glue as you do.
It's a red. Actually, if you put some sawdust into a wood glue, you can hide cracks.
All right, like, no, yeah, Justin,
it's awesome.
My thing's about, like, wabi-sabi, the cracks are what makes us beautiful. It's not practical. Yeah. I'm not trying to help.
We were just glue it all together. Wood's easy.
We were having some HVAC issues, and I went up in our attic to figure out what the heck was going on. It turned out the vent that or the ductwork that takes the dryer leavings out of the roof had gotten disconnected from the roof hole and fallen down. And I noticed that, I don't know if it was the previous owner or somewhere down the chain of possession, they had formed a sort of duct tape barrier, sort of a wraparound sort of plug sort of solution that had been covered in lint and then fell off. And then the pipe was just giving me that good dryer juice right back into my house. And do you guys know how jubilant I was that I discovered that? And not a contractor that I had brought into, a professional who had brought into my home.
That's huge,
and I'd been like, my family keeps coughing. And they go upstairs and see that there's a pipe just pumping hot fucking laundry juice into my family's noses. And that had been taped up. There's no way I could have been like, I didn't tape that up there.
Yeah, once they found it and relayed that information to you, any amount of, I didn't do it.
I never
fall on deaf ears.
How do you know, question asker, that this was not poorly repaired by someone moments before you arrived?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
You were set
Maybe
up.
Some other jabroni broke it and they did a bad job fixing it. Now you're going to get in there with some Type Bond 2 and fix it for real.
Yeah.
You're going to get in there and really fix it.
You could just kind of put the pieces back together, set a sort of trap, and then get to ancient grandpa and say, like, hey, can you show me how this bed works or whatever? He sits on it, snap
around. Griffin, will you show me how this living document works as it evolves from new to non-functional?
Right, and then they sit on it.
It's a journey.
They sit on it, and you say, damn, grandpa, what'd you do, dude? Did you do that from smashing ass? And he'd be like, no, I just, you saw me sit on it.
Did you fart so bad?
Holy shit, peeps. Did you rip such a fart that it broke the bed wood, dude?
I was so embarrassed.
No, you watched me just now sit.
Tell you what, though, old man.
I was whittling.
You sent me a crisp $100 bill. I'm going to keep this between us. And now it's a profit game.
Oh, man.
You say, oh, no, grandpa, what do we do? Now he's in a fucking
Yeah. I love that. Hey, this is a duo now. We're a criminal duo. We got to get out of here. You can drive. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, should we go to the money zone?
I was about to say that.
That's man.
I'm already there.
Is that a movie?
Squarespace? In my house? It's more likely than you think. Hi, I'm Travis McElroy, spokesman for Squarespace.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Is the context of this ad read like beware of hidden
Look
Squarespace?
Look out for Squarespace?
No, guys. Squarespace is all around us.
That's cool.
Yeah. In fact, I would say I've been learning a lot about Tesseracts lately and multiple dimensions.
Right.
And maybe Squarespace is a dimension higher than the dimension we live in, because it's where the internet
By the way,
lives.
Just quick update, Trav. -5%.
Tesseracts are real, man. That's Tesseracts. Fucking science.
With that reveal, you've been
Justin
moved to
is
negative
ahead of
five.
Me now in my rank.
That's real science, boys. It's fourth dimensional shape. Read a
you
book.
Saw,
Carl
you
Sagan talked about it. If Carl Sagan saw Bigfoot, you guys would be like, ooh, -5, Carl Sagan.
I don't think he's with us anymore, Jeff.
No, of course he's not, Griffin. He's in the eighth dimension
Seems like
now.
It's
or
in
some
pretty
shit.
Poor taste during our Squarespace.
So Squarespace.
Spot.
Squarespace is a website that lets you build websites.
It's a website that builds websites. It's terrifying to think about.
Yeah, it's like a Tesseract. It's a fourth dimensional website experience where it's a website within a website within a website. What if you built a website through Squarespace that let you build even smaller websites?
How cute. What if you were a young professional who needed a way to sell your goods and services and get paid through any damn way you please online? Yeah, that would work too. I thought it would be a good time to pivot into the things this Squarespace wanted.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I love that.
They have the you know, this library of templates that are just award-winning, gorgeous, beautiful templates that are going to make it look like you know what you're doing. On the web, and you can customize them to your purposes. There's intuitive drag and drop editing. WYSIWYG, I think, is what they call it.
WYSIWYG. WYSIWYG.
Beautiful style.
The guy from Christmas Carol?
Whatever.
Scrooge's old boss?
This shit to do, Squarespace helps you do it. We're not just talking out of our asses. We've all used Squarespace to build websites that look remarkable. They look very, very good and make us seem professional enough that people started to really take us seriously once we had our suite of Squarespace websites.
So head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Boys, I know that I have to take these off the rails, but I'm going to send jokes out of the room for a second.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
I know, because I'm going to tell you about Aura Frames, which I believe to be the best present that one can give to grandparents, in-laws, family that you don't see that often. You can get it for yourself, too. Don't get me wrong. I have one, and it's one of our favorite things. The kids love it because we can upload pictures directly to it as soon as we get back from a thing, and then those pictures show up, and they're like, where was that? And I was like, that was 10 minutes ago,
kids
baby.
Kids love that stuff, man.
They fucking do. But what I love is we got my mother-in-law one, and it's sitting right in our living room. We see it every time we go over to the house. And I know that when we get back from an outing with the kids or something like that, we can immediately, from my phone, upload pictures to her Aura and know that now those are in the rotation. We can post those pictures of the grandkids right there. So it's a gift that we got her once that just every so often, it's like we updated it to be a new gift. It's amazing. She adores it. Everyone we've ever given one to absolutely loves it. It's so easy to use, so easy to put new pictures onto, so easy to set up. I highly, highly recommend it, especially as we head into the holiday season. If there's someone in your life that you're like, I want to get something for, but I can't think of something that feels, you know, that feels personal. Aura Frames, man, it's perfect.
It really is great. I echo everything Travis said. We've gotten them as gifts before, and they really have streamlined a process that before this point, there was not really a good solution for.
So for a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling carver mat frames named number one by Wirecutter by using promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. The deal is exclusive to listeners and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Do you guys think that if Squarespace is listening right now and they heard like what a serious and like straightforward, like to the point job I did with Aura Frames,
it was really
they're
good.
Like, what the fuck, man? Why did you talk about us being in your house? It's more likely than you think. Why'd you do that for us?
Yeah, hold on. Well, then let me balance it out. Aura Frames is... I mean, do you guys want to get into Auras? Aura Frames recharges all of my magic energy when I touch it.
Your lack of skill in discussing Auras actually just bumped you up to 105%, where I would believe you more that you saw Bigfoot amazing. Than you would awesome. Believe yourself.
Cool.
Howdy there. So sorry to interrupt whatever amazing show you were listening to, but it's time for an ad. I'll be so quick and get you back to your show. Don't worry. I'm host Austin, one half of a podcast called Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries that I make with my good friend Brenda. We talk about the pop culture stuff you like Thundercats and Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you know that the Thundercats are cousins with Farrah Fawcett? Or that Yu-Gi-Oh! Once caused a riot? You probably want to know more. You can find us at Maximum Fun or wherever you get podcasts every single Tuesday.
The Wizard's Answer, 8x8. The Conclave's call to demonstrate their arcane gift, their single spell. They number 64 until a conflagration. 63 and 62 they soon shall be, as one by one the wizards die. until one remains to reign on high.
Join us for Taz Royale, an Oops All Wizards Battle Royale season of the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I don't know if you guys knew, but Wicked Fever is spreading across the nation.
God, no.
Yeah, I know.
Not again.
I went and saw Wicked for Good, and what I thought of it couldn't matter less to anybody on the planet. Except I will say this, a lot of great products. You know, there's a lot of great products to enjoy with the Wicked franchise.
I recently saw Wicked on a TikTok Wicked themed porta potties.
That's cool.
Oh, that's excellent. I want to share some of the products with you guys because there's so many really, really good ones.
Okay.
They went hard with the brand collaborations last year, but we're going to go even harder this year. First up,
Wait, before you show them, Justin, I want to say my bet is going to be based off of what they did for Wicked the first, Wicked for Bad, Wicked for Now, is that they love this one's pink, this one's green. That's all we got to do.
What do you want, a medal?
Yeah, dude, that's...
Well, you want a medal for that fucking absolute derailment of the energy of the bit to say that there's pink and green ones. Yeah,
no, Trav. I'm just saying that in, like, their branding...
There's pink and green ones.
In their branding theming, it's not like they had to do comp... The vibe's off. Griffin, can you cleanse the aura, please?
Sure.
Do you guys know how you love protein bars, but you wish they were pink and green?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck. Shit. Yeah. Okay, so True Bar. This is a bad first example.
get through this. The vibe on this one's fucking spoiled.
Let me get through this one. This is a bad first example because it makes Travis look right, and I don't want that. So
what?
Wicked for Good.
Wait, hold on.
Daydreaming about donuts, and it's meant to be chip. Are the pink and green
it's
ones that they have?
It's
meant
to be chip.
They put them in a box.
To be chip. It's meant to be chip suggests someone heard chip, thought, that sounds like hip, it's hip to be square. Is this something? It's meant to be chip.
Also, it makes it sound like they failed. It's meant to be chip, and this is actually as close as we could get.
They had pink and green protein bars, and so they put them in a box.
Cool.
So that's not like a natural one, but after you eat those, you gotta clean your breath. And what better way to do that than with the sonic-powered singing toothbrush by Equate? Yep, that's right. When you start brushing with this, you're going to hear Popular and Defying Gravity. Two songs notably not from this movie because every song from Wicked for... Bring the magic of the world of Wicked to your daily routine with the Wicked Sonic-powered singing toothbrush. Officially licensed by Universal Studios because the alternative would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, why?
Imagine if Walmart's like, eat my dick, I'm doing an Elphaba toothbrush and you can't stop me.
These are drop shipped directly to Walmart.
We put a Timu on the brush and you can't stop us.
This toothbrush plays all of K-pop Demon Hunters, start to finish.
Can the adults?
That is a good point. Both of those songs are notably longer than the 2 minutes one is meant to brush their teeth. Does it keep going?
Also, I'm gonna be fucking. That's not proper form.
It should be Defying Cavity.
Shit, that's good stuff,
really,
Travi.
That's really good. It's really good.
Have you noticed how they're pink and green?
And also, it's the same joke beloved author Richard Osman made on The Rest Is Entertainment, Travis, when they were talking about Wicked collaboration. So you should feel in very good company.
I do.
Very
he and
good
I
company.
Are
He's a
multi-best-selling
author.
Hell yeah.
Then the adults have one, too, with the Wicked Ordo brush. This is...
Oh, God.
This is a toothbrush for adults that seemed about Wicked. I don't know what else you need to know.
Well,
this
I can tell you me? That it looks like... One, it's eldritch and absinthe at the same time.
Yes, yeah. It's a very it's cool. sexual
yeah.
adult toothbrush.
Does it sing songs to me while I brush it?
This, I do not think, no. If okay. it does, it's just Elphaba's personal toothbrush. Get sent to Oz with Gain Wicked for Good laundry add-ins. Okay. That's right, Gain, Febreze, and Dawn. Fans everywhere know what Oz looks like and feels like, and for the first time ever, they'll experience what it smells like.
I would say look and feel are not the two senses I would kind of organically attribute to watching a movie. I would say
that's a good point,
Griffin. Here gets more of a hand on the ball on that one than touch. I do that not is, actually know. I don't know what Oz tastes, smells, or feels like because I've never touched Oz.
It's just the those senses that are engaged with the film.
Guys,
really.
I think a really powerful mantra for when someone isn't being fun and magical enough is to tell them to touch Oz.
Oh yeah!
Like if one of us isn't playing enough in the space with the others to try to set it up, and touch they're being Oz. Kind of just like, dude, touch Oz a little bit.
Yeah, you need this guy. Touch Oz.
Hey, detergent flings provide a powerful clean and a vibrant freshness, and it comes in this scent, Fantabulous Floral.
Guys.
There's Fantabulous Floral, Gain Wicked for Good, but don't worry, they also have Wonderfulest Woods and Beautiful Blossom. Mm.
Just give us Smells Like Jonathan Bailey. That's just what everybody wants.
Hey, Trav. Stink. Hey, Trav. We'll get there.
Ho!
Experience the vibrant freshness of Gain's Wicked for Good limited edition. Your laundry stays enchanted from wash to wear. There's also Dawn Power Wash, Wicked for Good, okay. Fantabulous Floral. This is a dish. You can wash your dishes.
I want to talk about this. Did they think about the psychological impact of me doing, like, drudgery chores having to smell and think about Oz dancing through life? And instead,
that's the whole point of these.
I have to be scrubbing shit.
That's the problem of like, but that's like every scent, like tropical breezes. I'm not. It's a toilet. You know?
Yeah.
Next up, we got two irresistible limited edition scents from Secret. There's the Wickedly Wonderful Elphaba themed one, and Couldn't Be Lovelier for your pits. They're both for your pits.
Okay. Can I do one side with one flavor, one side with the other?
They would ask that you do that, but do purchase both of them.
And alternate day by day. You don't want to get too much imbalance. Can you imagine being in a situation where you're wearing these and someone's like, you smell like Elphaba. I don't know how I'd feel.
Good Elphaba smell.
Good Elphaba smell.
You just smell Elphaba.
Good smell Elphaba. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Justin. And moving right along.
I will not be thanking either of you.
Who's hungry?
I'm starved.
Ho! Ho!
Ho!
Ho!
Hey, that's a very severe. Okay, so these are Pink Hostess cupcakes. These are Pink Hostess cupcakes of Wicked for Good with an extraordinarily stern looking Ariana Grande.
She's looking at you like, I love these cupcakes and I've eaten them with my mouth.
Just no.
I'm crazy for these things.
She's looking at them as if to say, how dare you fucking buy these cupcakes?
It looks like she's saying, gobble it up, piggy. And I don't want to say, but that's facial expression is, gobble it up, piggy. Like, that's like what she's saying with her face.
She is staring at you like she is some sort of war goddess who has nothing to do with this product whatsoever, clearly. And completely.
It is approvified by the wizard for a limited time. Soft, fluffy cupcakes with osmopolitan pink frosting, strawberry-flavored snack cakes with creamy filling. Perfectly snackable to satisfy your sweet tooth any time of day.
Yeah.
And it's a thrillifying way to celebrate the release of Wicked for Good in theaters.
Okay.
Not in cupcakes.
Not in cupcakes.
I feel like I've experienced the film. If I've eaten the cupcakes, there's also an Elphaba one. Don't worry. If I've eaten the cupcakes and eaten the Hovis bread.
What?
There's Hovis bread.
What is Griffin? It's best. Griffin, can you just.
I'll just read all the words that I'm seeing.
No. What is the hook? Look at the hook.
Okay. So this.
Hovis.
Best of both.
Yes.
This is a loaf that is 50% white bread and 50% wholemeal flour bread.
Yeah, and you've got Elphaba and Glinda looking at each other like, this is the kind of flour I like. And the other one says, no, I like this kind of flour.
Yeah, but you can also win a trip to Canada, it looks like, if you buy the right loaf of Hovis
bread.
No,
you can win a wicked trip to Canada.
Oh,
so apparently, maybe there'll be some human trafficking in there or some drug muling.
The bread is labeled as medium. What does that denote? In bread form.
Give me the long Elphaba bread, please.
Some of these British products, this is not even British. I think this is just like international products that I found. I can't contextualize that for you.
Can I also just
what
say
I can't what contextualize I lo- is the number.
I want to talk about, though, real quick, back to the Hovis bread, that it says best of both. And it seems like the way they've manifested the best of both is to just use half and half of a thing. So they've in no way attempted to extract the best qualities of
it
each.
It should be half of each.
Yeah,
half of
it's
each.
Not the best of both.
It's delicious.
It's just, man, they're both in there.
Well, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done. I'm full, and I'm going to reach for my Cascade Wicked for Good.
This drives me fucking crazy. This drives me up an absolute wall.
Now, why is that?
Well, Justin, I'm looking at the Cascade detergent pods. We all know what these look like. It's a sort of white, foamy, marbly sort of delicious base, and then the gel packet separating the two different chemicals. Okay, let me look at the colors of these chemicals. There's green, Elphaba's color. Loves that one. And then, blue still on the other side. Didn't change a fucking goddamn thing about it.
Can I also tell you?
They did say it is Emerald City scent.
Okay, but you didn't change. This is a product with two very bright and vivid colors, sort of intertwined in a yin yang, if you will. And you couldn't figure out how to change one sort of ingredient to make it pink and green. It seems like a huge missed opportunity.
I'm glad that you included scent in there, but for me, the dishwashing experience, I would say, is the 99% closed. Kind of closed door experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna make a joke about this being offered earlier. No.
Guys. Every witch needs a Swiffer. What?
It simply doesn't cut the same silhouette when cast against the full moon in the sky.
I'm also almost positive they made a joke about this in Hocus Pocus.
In Hocus Pocus 2? I'm almost certain they made a joke about it in Hocus Pocus 2. Travis, I would swear to God they did. Every witch needs a Swiffer. This is a Wicked for Good pink Swiffer.
Okay.
That does what? No? Okay.
It's Swift.
It's Swift, dude. And there is no green one. Fuck you.
There is no green one. The green... You gotta drop on the floor yourself and then swiff it up.
Yeah.
Next up, the air. It's in the air tonight. It's Wicked for Good, mistably decadent ambiance.
Oh.
There's a Wicked for Good Febreze and a Wicked for Good plug-in.
Okay.
If you want it just to be a beautiful blossom.
Hey.
That's the yeah.
I haven't seen Wicked 1 or 2, and...
You smelled it.
I haven't touched Oz yet, and I guess I'm wondering if there's this much kind of Jeffy-ass family circus mispronunciation of words in the movie. Yes, is that like a factor in the film?
This is a gimmick of the thing.
Cool.
So good, you should know this is on theme. And I think what it is honestly, a lot of sad copywriters in this nation just wanted to have a little bit of fun for once in their fucking life.
Sure,
you know what I mean? They just wanted to have... They wanted to touch Oz for a second.
Yeah.
And just not call it Tropical Breeze.
Yeah.
You know?
I love the idea, though, of someone going to them and saying, you need to have more fun. And they're like, please, just let me... It's pink and green. Is that fine? They're like, no, make a funny word in there.
I am hoping we get to Wicked for Good branded Ragu Paschetti sauce somewhere in the lineup.
It's green!
It's green Paschetti sauce.
Hold on. I just need to add one last quick addition here, Griffin.
There simply is no way that there's actually Ragu... Okay, so this is... Okay, so we have Great Value, Wicked, Mystery Color, Macaroni and Cheese. Which will you get, pink or green? This I fuck with. We have absolutely devastated...
I wanted to remind you, yes.
Yes.
This is also fun because my kids hate being surprised by the color of the food they're about to eat.
Yeah,
and
the worst.
Also, mac and cheese that doesn't look like regular mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So this is fun because, like, no matter who wins, we lose.
I think there's probably a lot of kids out there who are going to be devastated if one of the... You are doing a coin flip for whether or not your child's going to eat that dinner or not. Have fucking fun. No way. Way too high stakes.
You guys got to see the Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
These are good. I do like these.
Got the Crocs with the exclusive gibbets. Check out this heel.
Is that what those are called?
Let me shrink it. Let me go...
You can't shrink that heel.
I love that heel.
That's check out this heel. Look at that. That's fun and funky.
That's fun.
Thank you, Crocs.
This makes sense to me.
They got the brief. They understood the assignment. They touched Oz.
They touched Oz.
Now, who else touched Oz? Well, it's... Hey, guys, the drinkware on this movie is fucked.
Dude, they've run out of... They've run out of realms to conquer and have started to, like... invent entirely new kind of aesthetics.
This is dragon glassware. This is the official glassware, right? So we have tumblers. It's all about the accessories. These are big tumblers with some straw gibbets. You can sip wickedly anywhere with this spellbinding
sip
gift.
Our wicked giblets.
Sip from the wicked giblets. Chalice of giblets. Touch Oz and sip the wicked giblets.
I'm here to sip giblets and touch Oz, and I'm fresh out of giblets.
Except the wicked giblets of Oz.
That's what Ariana Grande's face was communicating on the hostess
giblets,
box.
Giblets, piggy.
Sip these giblets.
Sip gizzard, piglet. Sip gizzard, piglet. This is a new sip from REM. It's called Sip Gizzard Piglet. It comes in 3 ounce and 64 ounce gallon bottles for you fucking dogs. So that's just the glassware, but yeah. Don't worry, Awala is there. Awesome. Awala's got the bottle.
Yeah,
and that Yeti one just has says, the insulated cup with the lid.
That's a pink cup that says "Wicked."
Just cool. Says "Wicked."
Yeah. That's
they did not touch deep. Oz. The Awala bottles, fuck. Yeah, but I rule. Can't spend $60 more on. Frigging Awala bottles.
Yeah.
I want to spend $3 on ready-to-bake Wicked for Good. I put this one in just as a normal one.
That's a normal one, yes, absolutely.
I'm a sojourn, right? Like, there's sugar cookies. It's not the tier. Like, normally Pillsbury does the least amount of effort where they make a huge, like, 80-mile log with Buddy the Elf's face in them, and then they cut them into a million segments and ship them out to America. These at least have frosting.
Yes, that's cool.
I appreciate that. Oh, yeah. What? There's an entire goddamn Caboodles collection, but I got to bring, we got to come back for that.
I don't know what a Caboodle is.
Wait, what?
I don't know what a Caboodle is.
Okay. Surely I got to switch my tab. One second, Griffin.
You've seen like a old man with a fishing tackle box, right? That's a Caboodle.
Yeah, I've seen plenty. A fishing tackle box is called a Caboodle?
It's like a tackle box, but it's pink and costs $80.
Yes.
They've got a Caboodle Alphabet okay. Essence on the Go Girl, and then there's a Glinda Glam on Go Girl. Glam on the Go Girl. Then there's a 4-piece for good set, 4 good okay, Cosmic compact now. Bundle. I did want to mention this was not an actual one because this is not a partnership, but it was the product that made me think about it. Insomnia Cookies, which has a branch locally, had a 4 good cookies pack, and it was 4 good.
Oh boy,
cookies, and 2 were pink and 2 were green, and it's like.
I still
it's
don't.
The like it's the four
you gotta really four
good
number.
And 2 were chocolate with green sprinkles, and then there was like one with pink sprinkles. It was the 4 good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get it.
Next up, let me switch away from the Caboodles. There's so many. Can I just say adult and kid Caboodles and Caboodle accessories?
Yeah.
And truly, truly unhinged level of Caboodles. Let me switch back to my normal tab
for the rest of my Wicked products. Because here's where they get pretty.
Still waiting to smell JB.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll get there. That's cool, though.
That's a cool rug.
Not for $550 goddamn American dollars.
For $550, Ruggable, it better be cool. It's Elphaba's Layer Emerald Rug.
Now, it promises to defy gravity, and if I sit on that rug and it does not lift me off the ground, I would like my money back.
That is one notable thing, Trav. I feel like with rugs specifically, you cannot promise gravity defying. Defy gravity in any space. Elphaba's Layer, that's what it says. Elphaba's Layer Emerald Rug features a flow of color to symbolize Elphaba's transformation. Pops of pink, blue, and magenta hit at her bond with Glinda, while hidden motifs, her glasses and hat will delight any Wicked fan.
That was cool. You became like a different person every 23rd word or so in there. Whoa. That's a little. Now, that's a little Jonathan Bailey made out of soap, it looks like.
That's a little Jonathan Bailey made out of soap. It's from Lush. You can take a shower at Jonathan Bailey's head and smell the Jonathan Bailey smell, and you can do this.
The vascularity on this soap, man, is crazy. Let's start there.
So you should understand. There's a twist.
Yeah, Griffin.
You should watch the movies, Griffin.
You
don't need a brain
it.
To figure out that the Wicked
for Oz.
You don't need a brain to figure out that our Wicked for Good X Lush body scrub will lead you to the dreamiest skin this side of Oz. Enchanted with our Let the Good Times Roll fragrance, you'll be on the road to compliments in no time.
Do you guys think you would rub the Jonathan Bailey face soap on your body face first, or would you leave that sort of for last?
For last? For a treat?
If you do it first, If you go in face first and you rub Jonathan Bailey's soapy, sudsy face all over your torso and your gunk and stuff, it's going to, you're going to pull it back and the man won't be there anymore. He will.
No, yeah.
He will
sure
have been reduced into some sort of like mannequin.
You want to leave the eyes for last.
I would boop him on the nose and say, I'm saving you for dessert.
Yeah.
And then I'll just wash with every other part.
But if you do the backside first, it'll thin it out to a point where his face, I feel like, is going to kind of like stretch, distort and stretch. And
Do you guys have any money left? Because if you just can spare me $450, I would love to sell you the Wicked Collection Elphaba Embossed Signature Round Dutch Oven by La Crusette.
Okay. I mean, quality brand, I'm not
quality
gonna...
Quality brand, I will say, personally, I think you are paying a huge premium for the name when it comes to
absolutely
a La Crusette.
You saw it
I
on
think
Top Chef. It's
you can get away with a Cuisinart Dutch oven for about a fourth of the price.
Or even better, man, go to a fucking thrift store, go to
thrift
a flea market.
Get one. Yeah. Thank you, Travis.
But this one got Elphaba.
It does got Elphaba. But I don't often pull out my Dutch oven and think, I hope people are looking at this. I'm going to show this off to all my friends.
Dutch oven is
will you read the text? I've been doing so many of these. They're really fun. Will
grounded and strengthened, unapologetically bold, the Elphaba embossed signature round Dutch oven celebrates the beauty of standing apart. Its rich finish, signature black nickel knob, and deep matte black interior give this limited edition piece an unforgettable presence. It's made for cooks who lead with conviction and embrace their own path. And I guess the pink one, the Glinda one, is also cool.
We just did it.
We didn't get copy
on
that one,
you know, standard.
It's good too.
It's hey, also are cool. You a coward chef who doesn't embrace your own path and has no conviction? We made one for you too.
Yeah.
I want to give big credit to the people at Foster Grant, because nobody touched Oz harder than the copywriters at Foster Grant. You got your Osmopolitan shades, your not your basic witch shades, and the Glendified shades. All a very reasonable $40.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Trav, would you do the honors?
Does someone need a makeover? Let Glinda take over with these chic oval sunny, inspired by the movie Wicked. Featuring rose-colored lenses and signature Glinda details, like custom vented butterfly pattern and textured scroll detailing on the temples. Watch out! You might end up on the cover of Osmopolitan.
They just went out way far. They're out in space now.
Dude.
They're inventing in-world publications, man.
Yes,
they're gone.
That's so sick. If it went on and was like, better watch out, because Silly Chamberlain there is the editor-in-chief, and if you don't get in good with him, it'll be a real smear piece.
Watch out. The wizard's secret brother might show up and take you to Oz 2?
What? Oh, but don't worry. Pal Croker, the frog newscaster, is there to protect you from the evil. Okay.
Click this link to go to my AO3 page. Yes. You can read the rest of
solve the this Morse code here puzzle to find the next website.
The Tin Man's here and he needs a kiss.
There's so many pumas.
Okay,
look at all these pumas
on
they did about Wicked.
Those speed cap ballet silver slippers.
Those are so sick.
That's the problem with them. The problem is they know how to do good stuff that makes us want to buy it.
Now,
like,
wait,
look at this bottle of Robinson's Squash.
Another issue I have with this product, same I have with the Hostess box. I do not need Cynthia Erivo looking at me disappointed as I drink my refreshing carbonated
squash
beverage. The look that she is giving
the look
me
is withering. She's never drank squash ever. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't know why she's on this bottle. This, I feel like they took this picture of Cynthia Erivo specifically for the bottle of Robinson squash. Like, Cynthia, here's the picture today. This is for the label of Robinson squash.
Okay, I got it.
Perfect. I got it. And that is all the products.
Oh my goodness,
damn. In the Wicked line for this year. There's probably about 150
more.
Yeah,
that's all the ones
those
we
are
have
really just the wilder ones. Like it. Okay.
Hey everybody, speaking of products, There's a new Taz Balance dice tray available in the McRoy merch store.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The day that this comes out, on the 1st, because it's a new month, new year.
Jesus Christ.
And you can get that bundled with the Taz dice and a sticker, and everything on our merch store, 10% is going to go to Harmony House, which is also who we're partnering with for Candle Nights. Justin, tell us about Candle Nights.
Oh, Trav, Candle Nights is going to be great this year, man. We got so many live acts. That's right. It's in person. It's going to be the beautiful, newly renovated Keith Albee Theater.
We are the first show. We are the first show being put on at this renovated Keith Albee Theater. That's
from what I hear. It's astounding in there, and you really don't want to miss it. But if you can't make it, we are going to do a virtual version of the show too. We're going to be filming it and putting it up for VOD. You get that like included with your ticket if you come in person, but you can also get that digitally. That is going to go live December 19th at 9 p.m. and we'll be live in the chat, like watching that. You can go to bit.ly/candlenights2025 to get in-person tickets or to get the live stream tickets. And all the proceeds for that are going to Harmony House also, which is seeks to end homelessness in our area. And if you've been following the news about the way funding has recently been changing for housing and transitional services, you should know that it's a pretty dire need. So if you can come or buy a virtual ticket, we would really, really appreciate it. Anything you can do is a big help.
The live show is this week. We did not mention it. It's December 6th.
Oh, yeah.
So that is when you are hearing this. It's this Friday, or this Saturday. Sorry, my apologies. This Saturday, 7 p.m., Keith Albee, Huntington. Come. It'll be fun. Got a bunch
also,
of stuff.
I like it.
Two other things to know about. One, Death Bart went up last week. So if you missed that, go listen to that.
Till Death Do Us Blart.
Till Death Do Us Blart.
You have
correct.
To use the full name. We only do the show once a year.
Yes. We only do it once a year.
And Champions Grove packages are on sale. www.championsgrove.com. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out now. Get all the information. It's a weekend-long gaming event that I host at Ravenwood Castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio. It's incredible. And we want to see you there.
Also, if you don't watch our live stream that we do, the McRoy Family Clubhouse, every Tuesday, well, it would be a weird time to start because we are on a season break until next year, but our finale was we recreated the old Nickelodeon game show Nick Arcade, and I'm really proud of how that
a
bold, ambitious experience sort of went. So that's over on our YouTube channel.
Speaking of, follow at McRoy Entertainment System on Instagram. It's a new account to help you find all the video game stuff that we do.
Yeah, we're going to be doing more gaming stuff next year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can I read The Final Fear?
Yeah, but you need to thank Montaigne for the use of our theme song,
dang.
My Life is Better With You.
God dang it, you're right, Trav. Do you want to do it?
I just did.
Okay, well, thanks, Montaigne, for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Here's The Fear. This year, I want to be faster than my fear of the road laws changing and having to learn how to drive on the left side of the street.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
My brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.